Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show where we are breaking up with unhealthy hustle culture and redefining what it means to be productive. I'm your host and new productivity BFF, Jess Massey. Around here, we believe that productivity is so much more than just checking a million things off of a never-ending to-do list. I am obsessed with teaching you how to prioritize your mental health and the important relationships in your life while you pursue your goals. I'm here to help you ditch that feeling of constant overwhelm and cultivate an intentional life by getting your mindset right, getting clear on your vision, and creating a schedule that aligns with your actual priorities. If you want to learn how to live a peacefully productive life, then you're going to want to stick around. Let's get into today's episode. Hey, hi, Hustle Sanely Squad, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy that you are here and that you clicked play on this episode. I have noticed an uptick in DMs from people asking for productivity tips that are specific to ADHD. So I wanted to put together an episode that could act as a resource that I can point people to who are sending me those messages. Before we really get into the productivity tips that I have for ADHD, I want to lay some groundwork, okay? Number one, if you've never heard of ADHD, it stands for attention deficit / hyperactivity disorder. So according to the Mayo Clinic, it's a chronic condition including attention difficulty, hyperactivity, and impulsiveness. ADHD often begins in childhood and can persist into adulthood. It may contribute to low self-esteem, troubled relationships, and difficulty at school or work. Symptoms include limited attention and hyperactivity, and treatments include medication and talk therapy. Again, that is not my information. It came from Mayo Clinic's website. So that is the first piece of groundwork that I want to lay. Second thing, I personally have not been diagnosed with ADHD, nor am I a mental health professional. Okay, I told you all that in last week's episode. This episode is not meant to be medical advice or a replacement for support from a mental health professional. I feel like this is obvious, but I still want to say it anytime I talk about anything mental health related. Number three, a third piece of groundwork before we get into this episode. I have a handful of friends in real life with ADHD, like they've been diagnosed, and I've had conversations with them, and they have let me know that these things that I teach through Hustle Sanely have really helped them to be productive as someone with ADHD. This episode is not me claiming to be an expert on ADHD. This is just me sharing what I have talked about with people that I know in real life who have and live with ADHD. And you have to remember this too. Everybody is different. The way that one person with ADHD, like something that helps them stay on task and be productive, may not help somebody else and vice versa. You know what I mean? So that kind of leads me into the fourth piece of like groundwork that I want to lay. And this is a lot of the time, I think I mentioned this in last week's episode too, something similar to this. When people struggle in an area like say productivity and they're listening to someone else give tips or advice for overcoming or navigating the struggle, a wall goes up, right? People tend to get defensive. And instead of softening their minds and hearts to listen and to figure out how to apply the advice in a way that could really help them, their instinctual reaction is to set out to prove why XYZ cannot work for them. This, I'm being honest here, is one of my biggest pet peeves. It's just such a waste of energy to me. Like, you can't say something does or doesn't work for you unless you try it first. And then if you do try it and you give it a real actual try and it doesn't work for you, that's okay. Like I said, I am not over here preaching that my approach to productivity is the only way. I'm just sharing what works for me and what has helped thousands of other women and a couple men who have applied Hustle Sanely strategies to their lives. My heart behind this episode is to give you some things to try, okay? I am not, again, an ADHD expert or a mental health expert, and I'm not saying that these tips are going to work for everybody, but I do encourage you to listen with an open mind, apply these tips, like genuinely try them in your life before you knock them, and if they don't work for you, move on and find what does work for you instead of throwing rocks at what doesn't. You know what I mean? I promise you that your energy will always be better spent figuring out how to support yourself over calling out what doesn't work for you. Okay, Sassy Jess is out. Now let's get into the productivity tips for ADHD. Tip number one is find a planning slash organization system that works for you and plan your day out the evening before. So why does this help someone with ADHD, or why can it help someone with ADHD? Well, research that has been published in the Journal of Neurotransmission, which I will have that specific article linked in the show notes that I'm talking about. But this research, it states that people with ADHD have problems staying focused and on task while performing a host of daily activities. So this tip is helpful because when you have a planning system in place, you don't have all of your to-dos and your scheduled things kind of floating around in your mind, getting lost among other things. Having a planning system allows you to free up mental clutter, so there is less pressure on you to remember things, like to remember everything that you need to remember from day to day, moment to moment. You know yourself best, so you have to nail down what type of planning system works best for you. And this is going to take trial and error. Like, I don't know anybody who has just like started to create a planning and organization system for their life and like got it on the first try. My biggest tip when it comes to choosing what type of a system works best for you, don't go for something super high-techy that has a lot of bells and whistles, because those can be distracting. And if you're someone who is navigating ADHD, you're already prone to getting distracted easily. So don't add more distractions to your plate, right? I know that I do better with a combination planning system. So I use a digital platform called Notion to keep track of what I call my life list. So like a list of my routines for the season I'm in, my non-negotiables for the season I'm in, and things like that. And then I use a paper planning system to plan out my weeks and my days, because that is what works best for my brain. When I try to plan out my days and my weeks digitally, like on the computer or in an app, my brain cannot visualize it well. Like, I have to write it out with my hands in order for things to really click and for me to feel like I've gotten it out of my brain for real. So planning my weeks and days digitally, it just leaves me feeling overwhelmed, so I don't do it. So like I said, you have to figure out what system suits your planning style and supports how your brain works and stick with it. So that's the first part. And then the second part is planning your day the evening before. Now, when it comes to planning your day out the evening before, it's helpful because you're helping future you and setting her up for success. It takes the guesswork out of what tomorrow is going to be like, and it kind of alleviates that feeling of waking up and scrambling to try and remember what needs to be done and how it's all going to fit into the day. When you take 5 minutes to create a game plan for the next day, you can get right into what needs to be done instead of spiraling and being distracted by trying to do everything at once. You know what I'm talking about. I recommend leaving your game plan for the following day somewhere that you're going to see it shortly after you wake up. So maybe that's on your kitchen counter, your nightstand, just like somewhere that you're going to wake up, you're going to see the game plan that you created the day before, and you're like, okay, I know what to do. I have learned that visual reminders are really, really clutch for people with ADHD. So create that game plan for the following day, put it where you know you're going to see it so that it's not forgotten. Now, I didn't design the Peacefully Productive Planner specifically for people with ADHD, but I have gotten quite a few messages from people with ADHD that have said that the planner is laid out in a way that's very helpful for them because it streamlines how to plan for each day, because there's a spot for your daily schedule, there's a spot for a daily brain dump, and your daily HS5 habits, which, reminder, if you're like, what is HS5? It's a list of 5 daily habits that we do collectively as the Hustle Sanely community to help us live a peacefully productive life. So the 5 habits: do your focus 3 tasks, which we'll talk about that actually later on in the episode, your movement, your tidying, and your kind thing for yourself and kind thing for someone else. The layout of the planner just makes it easy to just open it up and basically fill in the blanks. there's not like a whole lot of extra white space in the planner that you get distracted by or feel like, oh my gosh, what should I write here? Like, how can I fill this up? You know what I mean? Now, obviously you don't need the Peacefully Productive Planner if that type of planning system doesn't suit you. I'm just saying it's an option worth exploring if you haven't yet. So that is tip number one for ADHD to help you be more productive. Find a planning and organization system that works for you and plan your day out the evening before. So tip number two is have a designated brain dump area. So why does this help? According to research, mind wandering is a common trait of ADHD. When you're trying to complete an important task and you find your mind trailing off to other things like a new business idea, a book you want to add to your TBR, what you're going to do after work, if you need to stop at the store to get something for dinner, et cetera, it could be helpful to have a designated area to put those thoughts so they're not floating around in your mind, robbing your important task at hand, like what you're actually trying to focus on, of your attention. I know for me, when I have a thought pop up when I'm trying to work on something else, I cannot stop thinking about it until I get it out somewhere because I kind of get paranoid that I'm going to forget it or that it's going to fall through the cracks. I think the key here is choosing one place to house your daily brain dump list rather than having like random places with little notes all over, and then scheduling some time in your day to work through the brain dump list. So for example, maybe you use the Hustle Sanely daily planning notepad to plan out your days, and you use the little notes and reminder section as your daily brain dump area. Every time a random thought pops up and you can't shake it, just you would jot it down in that little box on your daily planning notepad. Then when you sit down to plan your next day out, like we talked about in the last tip, spend a few minutes going through each item that you jotted down on that daily brain dump and decide what needs to be done with it. Does it need to be added to your weekly task list? Does it need to be one of your focus three tasks for tomorrow? Is it something that can be put on your catch-all task list for another time? But having a daily brain dump area is going to give you somewhere to put all of these, and I'm putting this in quotes, random thoughts, so that you don't have them just kind of swirling around in your mind trying to distract you. You're basically moving them from your brain to your brain dump list. And I think using the brain dump method is more sustainable and realistic than trying to stop the random thoughts from popping up altogether. You know what I mean? Like that just, I don't really think that is possible to just stop random thoughts from popping up. Maybe you can have less of them, but I think people are always going to have like random thoughts pop up. That's just how our brains work. So I think that having a place and a method to get those thoughts out and kind of organize them is more helpful than focusing on like getting mad at yourself and trying to stop the thoughts altogether. So that is tip number two for being more productive when you have ADHD is have a designated brain dump area. Hello, it is me interrupting myself, as I tend to do here on the podcast, to remind you about the warehouse cleanout sale that is happening right now through May 13th. We have officially ordered our 2024 collection inventory, and it will be hitting our warehouse later this summer. So we need the space. We need to clear out the 2023 inventory to make room. If you use the code CLEANOUT23, all caps, at hustlesanely.com, you'll get 20% off any of our paper planning tools that are left in stock. And I will tell y'all, the weekly planning notepads and the lined notebooks are not coming back for the 2024 collection. Once those are gone, they are gone. So if you want to stock up on those, this is a great time to do it. Again, you can head to hustlesanely.com and use the code CLEANOUT23 to save 20% on all paper planning tools through May 13th. All right, let's get back to the episode. Tip number three is use the daily focus three method to help you prioritize your tasks. So why does this help? Having a daily focus three helps you to know which tasks on a list are the most important. Someone with ADHD might look at a list of tasks and feel overwhelmed by how many things are staring back at them and not know where to begin because it feels like all the tasks are important, right? Like everything is jumping out at them. This is when it can be be tempting to what I like to call task dip, aka do a little bit of one task, then jump to start another one, then go back to the first one, then start a third one, then go back to the second one, and so on and so on. When we do this, we don't actually get anything done, but we make slow, inconsistent progress on a lot of different tasks. Having a daily focus three makes it clear which three tasks are the most important to get done every single day. The Hustle Sanely Planning Notepad and the Peacefully Productive Planner both have spots for you to write out your daily focus three tasks. One of my friends with ADHD sent me this message after using the daily planning notepad. It says, of course, because I said, thank you for sharing like this on your Instagram stories, like of our notepad. And she said, of course, girl, I used it today and it really did make a difference. I think separating out those three things is amazing. ADHD over here, be staying on one task. So I mentioned earlier visual cues being beneficial for people with ADHD, and this applies here too. Actually being able to write out and visually differentiate the three most important tasks of your day is so helpful to help you stay on task. So that is tip number three. Use the daily focus three method to help you prioritize your tasks. Tip number four is work in intervals. So why does this help? The research that I referenced earlier from the Journal of Neurotransmission also found that people with ADHD have trouble with selective attention, which is focusing on one task for a period of time, and they have trouble with divided attention, which is focusing on more than one task at one time when compared to people who don't have ADHD. This means that if you have ADHD, you might find it more difficult to focus whether on one task or multiple tasks for a long time. One of my favorite productivity tips for anyone, like literally anyone, is using the Pomodoro technique. It's a very well-known time management strategy that was created in the 1980s, I'm pretty sure, by, and I do not know how to say this person's name, but I'm gonna try my best, Francesco Cirillo. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. And just Google. If you Google the Pomodoro technique, his name will come up. And I think that this technique would be super helpful for people with ADHD too. It involves short bursts of work, and it really helps with kind of building momentum and making progress on a specific task. So all you need is a timer and yourself, and that's it. So there are six steps that you follow. Step number one is decide on what task you're going to work on. Step number two is set a timer for 25 minutes. Step three is work on the task until that timer goes off. Each 25-minute interval of work is called a Pomodoro. And pro tip, make a note of where you left off when the timer went off so that when you go back to work, you can just jump right back in. Because step number four is when the timer goes off, you take a short break, like around 5 to 10 minutes is what's recommended. And then step number five, if you have finished fewer than three Pomodoros, so three of those 25-minute work blocks, you go back to step two and repeat until you go through all three Pomodoros. And then if that's not true, if you've already done three of the 25-minute work intervals plus the breaks, after those three are done, you're going to take the fourth Pomodoro and then take a longer break. So you're going to work that fourth 25-minute interval. And then instead of taking a 5 to 10-minute break, you're going to take a 20 to 30-minute break. Once that long break is finished, you're going to kind of start the whole thing over. So the Pomodoro technique helps you hyper-focus on tasks, fight distractions, and train your brain to overcome a short attention span. By breaking your work into chunks and frequently giving your brain and your eyes a rest, you're encouraging yourself to be efficient and accountable in finishing your work. So I'm going to link an article in the show notes about the Pomodoro technique so you can go and read more about it. I know it might be kind of confusing to hear somebody explain it, but if you read it, at least for me, it just like clicks. So again, I'll have that article linked in the show notes for you. But what it comes down to recap, tip number four, work in intervals. It's going to really help with that short attention span. And then tip number five, the last one that I am giving today is build build routines into your day. So why does this help? A lot of the time, it can be challenging for those with ADHD to stay organized and on task. Having daily and weekly routines that work for you can help you show up and do what needs to be done each day without expending as much mental energy. When you have daily and weekly routines kind of built into your life, you spend less time wondering what you need to be doing at any given time. So more of your time can be spent actually doing what needs to be done. And when that's the case, you end up having more time to focus on other things that you enjoy, right? Sometimes routines kind of get a bad reputation for boxing people in, but think about it like this. The goal of a routine is to turn desired behaviors into habits that feel like a natural part of your day rather than a chore. And remember, our schedules and routines are tools, not chains. Another friend of mine who has ADHD used the Hustle Sanely weekly skeleton tool to map out all of her daily and weekly routines, and she has it hanging up on her fridge. She said that the visual cue of seeing it on the fridge every day helps keep her on track to sticking with the routines. She said it's helpful to see all of the routines laid out in one place too. So some examples of daily and weekly routines that might be helpful: a morning routine, and don't freak out. I'm not saying like a morning routine where you're like sitting on your balcony, journaling for 6 hours, reading for 2 hours, like this huge long routine that's like aesthetically pleasing. No, when I say your morning routine, I mean what you do from when you wake up to when you go to work. So like take your vitamins, journal, walk your dog, take a shower, put your clothes on, like that kind of a thing, like your actual morning routine. So that's an example. Maybe another example is an after work routine. So maybe this is when you do your daily tidy for 15 and you spend a couple minutes planning out the next day. So maybe that's your after work routine. Another one is a weekly home reset routine. And you can listen to episode 166 to learn what this is and how to make one. It's something that I do once a week to just kind of keep my house in order and so that I don't have as much to do throughout the week around the house. So there are obviously way more, but those are just some examples to kind of get your juices flowing. And that is it. That is what I've got for y'all today. 5 productivity tips for ADHD. Now I want to recap the tips really quick. Number 1, find a planning / organization system that works for you and plan your day out the evening before. Tip number 2, have a designated brain dump area. Tip number 3, use the daily focus 3 method to help you prioritize your tasks. Tip number 4, work in intervals. Tip number 5, build routines into your day. I hope this episode got your wheels turning and made you feel seen and supported. Let me know over on Instagram which tip was your favorite and which one you're excited to try out. I will talk to y'all next week. I love you so much, and I hope you have the best day ever. I so appreciate you tuning in to today's show. I hope that it blessed you right where you're at. If you did enjoy it, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your Instagram story along with your biggest takeaway. Make sure you tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it and share it on my story too. Your feedback is such an encouragement to me and it helps the show more than you will ever know. If you want more Hustle Sanely in your life, head on over to jessicamassey.com. It's actually my favorite place to hang out online. I'll meet you right back here next week. And until then, keep hustling sanely.